the person you're about to meet probably has the best job in the world, spending each day hanging with the world's cutest, biggest, sometimes scariest animals at zoos in New South Wales. He was the heart of keeping the animals of Mogo Zoo safe in the fires a couple of summers ago, and now he's coming to the Hunter. Why? Let's find out. Zookeeper Chad Staples, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Hey, what's going on? What are you going to be doing in the Hunter?
Well, I mean, as I'm sure most people in the region know, there is an amazing zoo just outside of Cessnock called Hunter Valley Zoo. And yeah, I mean, amazing news for me. I'm now the fortunate steward of that spectacular animal collection.
What does that mean to be the steward of the Hunter Valley Zoo?
Well, I guess I get to decide where that collection goes for the future. It's a very impressive collection. You know, you're talking about, what, about 50 species, 300 individuals of, you know, some of the most iconic Australian species we have, and then some of the most rare and exotic species from all over the world. And, I mean, zoos are a living, breathing organism. They're always moving forward. There's always babies, and it's just making those little steps every day to enhance that collection.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah, I mean, you're pretty lucky, to be honest.
Oh,
you work
beyond
hard.
Beyond lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every job's a job to some degree, but I have no doubt I have the greatest one in the country, that's for sure.
What was it about the Hunter Valley Zoo in particular that piques your interest, given everything that all the work that you do right around the state?
Jason, who built the zoo, he did such an amazing job. You know, he poured his heart and soul into that place and has built something spectacular. There's a real feel when you walk into it. You know, every zoo has a different feeling, and his is great. You know, it's such a welcoming environment. It's so beautifully laid out. There's such impressive individuals there that, yeah, when the opportunity came for it to become part of this group called Australian Wildlife Parks, which I get to look after, it was a big one for me. I just love the place.
Yeah. What's the importance of this role?
The role?
Mm.
Well, it's animals in the wild are obviously under increasing pressure from everything that we do. You know, you'd be hard-pressed to find a species anywhere that isn't under growing pressure from just urbanisation as much as anything. We play such an important role to preserve some of the most amazing species that we may never get to see in the wild, because there's just so little opportunity for that now, that we're creating spaces where people can come and enjoy interactions with those animals. You know, zoos and wildlife parks aren't a place of entertainment, but they are a place of enjoyment, where if you build an enclosure well where animals just thrive in it, it creates such a beautiful space for people just to come and enjoy that proximity with them and, you know, just slow down a little bit and enjoy that amazing complex behaviour that can be happening in front of you. I just think it's such a valuable thing, and especially for kids nowadays, you know, less and less even have pets at home. So that immersion with animals and the animal kingdom, you know, they build such empathy by watching.
Whether it's either of the Taronga's or Mogo Zoo or the Hunter Valley Zoo, like all of our zoos around the state have something that's a little unique. What do you think that is for the Hunter Valley Zoo?
It is the feel. You know, part of, you know, a good zoo, I guess, is that you don't, you know, gone are the days where zoos were like a stamp collection, where you just tried to have two of everything. You crammed them in so that you had as much as possible, and it was like a tick box. What you now do is really understand where you are geographically. You know, there are some species that you would just never try to do in the Hunter Valley, like, you know, something crazy like a polar bear. You know, the summers are just way too hot. You're not silly about those things. So you really try to cater the collection to what the natural environment is going to throw at you and let them thrive. So there are some very unique species there that you don't see in a lot of places, like maned wolves, capybaras, some of the very small primates that people have probably never even heard of. It's a beautiful collection, and a lot there for any age group.
What do you have to start doing to be ready to take care of these animals and bond with them, Chad?
It's time. Thankfully, Jason and I have known each other for a very long time. I've had the pleasure of not only visiting as a guest, but getting to do things with Jason for a very long time. It's been a it's been a long process, this handover, but, you know, in a lot of ways, that's the best thing. You don't want to do any of these things quickly. So I've got to immerse myself in the place. I now live on site. And to be honest, with animals, it's about time. It's your relationship becomes better as the trust grows. So the most important thing you can do is learn what an animal's chocolate is so that you can be the bearer of good things whenever you're around them for a little while.
Do you find some are more open to sharing their secrets with you than others?
Of course. Every individual's, I mean, like people, there are some personalities that it will take you a lifetime to win over, whereas there are some that, you know, thrive on that interaction with people like we do with them. So, yes, there's certainly some easy wins, and then there's some that are going to be tough.
Any idea who's looking like the diva at the moment?
Well, not so much a diva, but lions are a species that I just adore. There's just something about them, you know, they're both beautiful, intelligent, but yet that attitude, because they are a lion. And so there's a spectacular pair of white lions. You know, they're quite young, but they're not cats that interact much with people. So just to start to win them over and to look at, have them look at me as a positive, will take some time.
Mm. How did it go breaking the news to your animal family at Mogo?
It's been slow. So the hardest one was Margie, the lion cub that I've been raising since last December. So that was the toughest one on me too. Mm. I still watch the camera feeds of what she's doing of an evening just so that I can see what she's doing if I'm not down on the south coast. But yeah, it's okay. I mean, with both these zoos and Featherdale, you know, I have an amazing team of zookeepers that cares and loves for these animals just like I do. So the good thing is I never have to worry if I'm not there myself.
Yeah, and now you just get to be the fun uncle who comes back, brings toys, brings treats.
Well, that's what I like everyone to think. It's all just fun and glamour for what I do, of course. Yeah.
Chad, it's really exciting to have you as part of our hunter family. Welcome. Thank you so much, and I'm sure we'll chat to you again soon.
Oh, I can't wait. Thank you very much.
Chad Staples there. He is a zookeeper. You may know him from Mogo, from Featherdale as well. But now Hunter Valley Zoo taking on that stewardship of the collection of our local zoo.